Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Source of Miracles, 7 Steps to Transforming Your Life Through the Lord's Prayer by Kathleen McGowan. Read by the author.
Our Father in heaven, may your name be hallowed. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. As in heaven, so upon earth. Give us today our sufficient bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This version of the Lord's Prayer comes from a literal translation of the New Testament by the late scholar Richmond Lattimore. I have chosen to use this translation as I believe it is the closest we can come to the words that Jesus spoke in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, based upon original texts in the Greek. It is similar to the most commonly read English translation, the New International Version. Chapter 1. Introduction. The Lord's Prayer. On Easter Sunday in the year 2007, the Los Angeles Times reported that 2 billion people worldwide were united by one powerful common denominator, the Lord's Prayer. On that date, nearly one-third of the planet's population recited that prayer in their native languages as an expression of faith. While Christianity has been divided since its inception into factions with theological differences, this single prayer unifies all of them. The content of the Lord's Prayer cannot be affected by dogma or politics. Even while different denominations may make minor variations, the essential words and the teachings they impart remain unchanged since the day that Jesus first taught them to his followers. The 2 billion souls who call themselves Christians often differ in more ways than they are alike. Yet this single prayer is the common ground for all of them. Jesus gave us a prayer so universal and impactful that it would endure for thousands of years and against the harshest odds. It is not only indelible, it is eternal. The Lord's Prayer is now, as it was when Jesus lived, the
sample complete. Ready to continue?